Welcome to the Josie Show, with artists out from all over the world. You got Tina and Alan and Tina the Squirrel, and Josie Pasatino, the teenage girl. All right, this is Tim Garman, singer-songwriter.
Live from your computer, it's time again for another episode of The Josie Show. Tonight, Josie welcomes Anita Stapleton, Pat Clampett, and Ralph Stanley II. I'm Alan Firestone along with Tina Pasatino. And now, because she thinks Smurfs really do exist, Josie Pasatino.
They don't exist? Oh, my gosh, my dreams are just, oh, they're shattered. How dare you? Everybody, hey, everybody, thank you all so much for tuning in to the Josie Show. We're so glad you all are joining us tonight. So it's going to be a really, really great show. We have it jam-packed. We have three guests tonight, so I'm very excited to talk to Anita Stapleton, Cat Clampett, and Ralph Stanley II. So it's going to be amazing. And before we get started, remember, we have a 24/7 licensed radio station called Country Blast Radio. And we can be heard at countryblastradio.com and facebook.com/countryblastradio. Even on Live 365, just search Country Blast Radio and we should pop right up. And we're also on Roku, TiVo, and your smartphone, such as iPhones and Droids, by downloading the free Live365 app, and even right here at JosieShow.com, when we are not live with the Josie Show or Josie Show Special Edition episodes, it is constantly playing. And we play the best mix of all that's country, from signed and independent artists, such as new and classic country music, and the top 30 Billboard chart topping music. And we even have some good old Texas dancehall music. So we have a mixture of pretty much everything for anybody. Any needs that you have, we have those covered. Don't worry. And so please make sure you tune us in at work or on the go. And we're highly ranked on Live 365, even ahead of many FM stations, which still I am just done. So thank you all so much for making that happen. We really, really appreciate it. And new music is added constantly. So please tune us in every day. And we are constantly putting out wonderful, wonderful music and material for all of you wonderful, wonderful listeners out there. So please check it out. And also, please stay tuned at the end of the show. We're going to tell you about our Josie Show VIP members, and we're just going to have a lot of fun tonight. So please, everyone, please make sure that you continue to stay tuned all the way to the end of the show. Now, I'm very excited because my first guest is here, so let's not waste any time. Here she is. Everyone, please welcome Anita Stapleton to the show. Yes.
Hello. Thank you very much. Thanks for having me.
Thank you. Anita, how are you doing?
I'm great. How are you?
I am doing great. I'm very excited to talk to you tonight. Thanks for coming on.
Well, absolutely. Thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate it. Thank you.
Oh, yes, I appreciate it. Thank you so much. I'm very excited to get to know you a little bit better and play your songs tonight. It's going to be great.
Well, thank you. I really do appreciate that. Thank you very much.
Anytime. I'm happy to do it. I'm very, very excited. But, you know, I really want to start all the way at the beginning. You know, I understand that you started singing professionally at a very young age. Can you tell us a little bit about that, how you got started? We're rewinding back a little bit, but.
Sure. Yeah, it has been a while. But I started singing when I was about 9 years old. I grew up in Pennsylvania, and my parents were, they didn't play any instruments, but they were into music. And as a result of that, my brother got involved with playing instruments. He started playing the banjo when he was about 12 or 13. And my sister played guitar, took some guitar lessons and played guitar. And then I got interested in music too. And so I started taking piano lessons, and then I started just started singing. I started singing in the church choir when I was about that age, about 9 or 10 years old. And then from there, my brother and I formed a band and started to sing in the area and perform. And so that's kind of how we got started. My sister didn't pursue anything in the music, music end of things. So she wasn't really as interested in that as my brother and I were. So that's pretty much how I got started.
How cool! I think that's so great that you started, with family. I mean, that's really great great way to bring yourself into the music industry is when you're surrounded by people that you know very well and will support you.
Yeah, absolutely. It helps to have that support system. And my parents always came to every performance and every show, and they were always really supportive. And they went to a lot of expense too. I mean, they would they bought us instruments and sound equipment, and so I'm really thankful for all of the things that they did and that they continue to do, and so I'm thankful for that.
Absolutely. And I actually just got a note here that you have a caller on the line, but before we put them on, I was just wondering, can you please let us know, a couple of your musical influences and, who influences, you've been into? Who are you a fan of? Who'd you say?
Probably my biggest influence is Connie Smith. She's my favorite female singer. And I always loved Barbara Mandrell and Ray Price and Merle Haggard and the Statler Brothers. I grew up listening to their music. And my mom always, and still does to this day, always has a radio tuned into a classic country station. So that's what I grew up listening to. And basically we now call it classic country, but just all of those great records, that's what I love more than anything.
Yeah.
So those were a few of my influences.
I'm with you. You gotta love the greats and the ones who started it all, I should say. And you have a big, powerful list of people that you grew up listening to. I think that's great that you have such a great collection.
Well, thank you. I've got a lot of records. I've got a lot of vinyl records. So that's what I, like I said, that's what I love. I'm a big fan of country music.
Oh yes. That is so great. And I want to get to the caller because I know that he's excited to talk with you. So let's put on Don Caldwell here. Don, are you there?
How are you tonight?
Hey.
Hello?
Hey, you're on the line with Anita Stapleton. Woo!
Yeah, I wanted to thank Anita, first of all, for singing so great. I'm a big fan of yours, Anita. I've listened to you on the Jamboree, and I think you do great on every song that you sing. A wound, time can't erase. You just do awesome. And that's the kind of music I love also, and I think you do a great job, and I really appreciate you coming on, and he's a real good friend of mine, and I appreciate you doing the show tonight. And I look forward to, I'm going to have to listen to an archive, but I really appreciate you very much, and I just wanted to let you know that.
Well, thank you so much, Don. I appreciate that. That means more than you know. I really appreciate your support, and thank you. Thanks for your help.
Yeah, there's a lot of people in Nashville that still sing the traditional country. I got a friend, Mike Seiler, who does his show down at Legends Corner, and then Brad Howard and Diane Biffy and Diane McCall. So there's still I'd be in trouble if I didn't mention Monty Good. So,
absolutely.
There's so many. And that's a show that I heard on the Jamboree. Monty was a guest of yours that night. And you guys did a great job. And to keep me up that late listening to the internet, that's a good thing to do. So, I'm going to let you guys go and do your interview. And thank you one last time, Anita. I think you're first class. And just keep doing what you're doing.
Well, thank you so much. Thank you. I really appreciate it, Don. You have a good weekend, and again, thanks for your support. I really appreciate it.
All right, thank you. Have a good weekend.
Thank you.
Thank you, Don.
Bye.
Bye. Awesome, awesome. And we have to give big kudos to him because he helped us get you on the show. So he introduced us to you. So that's,
yes, he did, and I really appreciate Don very much.
Yeah.
So I have not met him, at least I don't think I've met him face-to-face. You know, Facebook, as we all know, is a strange thing because you develop all these friends on Facebook, but sometimes when you see that person in person and you've never actually met them before, it's just kind of a...
Right.
An interesting thing, but I hope to meet Don one of these days, and I thank him for his support. And thank
yes.
you again for having me.
Yeah, absolutely. I love you know what social networking sites do. I mean, you gotta love them. I mean, you could interact with people from all around the world that you normally wouldn't be able to, you know, see because they might be in a different country or in a different you know
mm-hmm.
area. And so I absolutely love that, and I love that you know, are able to chat with your fans, and I know how much they appreciate it, and, you know, you appreciate it. So you gotta love the Internet for that.
Yeah, absolutely.
Gotta love it.
Absolutely.
You gotta love social networking sites.
Yeah,
and,
yeah you bet.
Yes. And I want to mention here, you know, at a very young age, you were opening shows for many great artists in, you know, in music. And I have to mention these because, you know, there are a lot of names that, you know, everybody knows. So I just want to, you know, list a few of the people that you got to open up for. I mean, you got to, you know, open up for Bill Anderson, Crystal Gayle, Connie Smith, Marty Stewart, Ricky Skaggs, Ronnie Millsap, Tammy Wynette, T.G. Shepherd, Gene Shepherd, Little Jimmy Dickens, Ray Price, Buck Trent, Boxcar Willie, Jerry Reed, Pam Tillis, and, you know, that's just a few. I mean, it's a long, long list. And I thought that was just so incredible when I was reading that. I was like, wow, you got to open up for such great, great names. Can you tell us a little bit about some of those experiences? What was that like?
Sure. Well, you know, a lot of those opportunities came from the WWBA Jamboree, the Wheeling Jamboree up in Wheeling, West Virginia. I started singing there when I was about 17, I guess, and they were always great to me and my family. And I did that show for probably about 9 years or so. I mean, off and on, we would do that a couple of times a year, usually two or three times a year. So a lot of those, like I said, a lot of those opportunities came from that up there, the show up there, and it was fun. Wheeling was I can't say enough good things about the Wheeling Jamboree and the people who ran it and the staff band, and everyone was great. So I'm really thankful that I had that opportunity. And then some of those, my brother and I, you know, the bands that we had up in Pennsylvania, we would open for those folks at different venues, such as carnivals and that kind of thing, you know. So, again, just I'm really thankful for those experiences and those opportunities. It was a pretty cool time in my life.
I bet. I think that is just so, so cool because, I mean, you hear them on the, you know, radio or you see them on TV, and it must have been such a surreal moment for you to actually be face-to-face with someone that you, you know, listen to or, you know, have their music. I mean, it must have been crazy.
Absolutely. And I'm a pretty shy person by nature, so I don't ever want to disturb anybody in their element or anything, but it is always neat when you see a person that you've respected so much and you grew up listening to their music, and it's kind of a surreal moment, if you will. So
right.
At least they always work for me. Right?
That's so cool.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And, you know, another great name here. I mean, you toured with Patti Loveless as one of, you know, her background vocalists. Can you tell us a little bit about that experience, being touring with Patti Loveless? Wow.
Sure. Well, I moved to Nashville in 1995, and
mm-hmm.
I had, you know, just basically playing anywhere that I could and picking up any temporary job, secretarial work, or whatever along the way that I could to survive, as we all have to do. But the opportunity came up to audition for her. Some friends of mine had told me about that opportunity, And so I auditioned for her. I remember it was February of 1997, but I did not get the job initially. And a few months later, they decided to, you know, to go with somebody else that had, you know, I had never been on a bus before. I had never done anything like that before. So they wanted to, you know, to go with somebody that had more, you know, experience. But for whatever, you know, everything is by God's plan and in his timing. And so it was just the right time for me. I had just quit a job. It was August of 97, and I had no idea what I was going to do, and the telephone rang.
Wow.
And it was Patty Stromer at the time, Eddie Anderson, who, by the way, I married. So that's my husband. But anyhow, he asked me if I was still interested in the job, and so, of course, I said yes. So I finished out the touring year, that particular year, and she took a little break, and then she resumed out on the road the following May. And then I went back out on the road with her again from May through September. And so it was a great experience. Again, I'm really thankful to have that opportunity. And
nice.
Patty was great to work for. So, yeah.
I bet. Mm-hmm. That just proves that when one door closes, another one opens.
Absolutely. It does, for sure. Yeah.
Wow. And you also did other background work in the studio for artists, you know, like Lee Greenwood and Charlie Daniels. I mean, those must have been great as well. I mean,
yeah. Well, actually, those were a couple of live background vocal jobs that I did. And I love Charlie Daniels. I love Lee Greenwood. That was an award show, I think, that we did. It was a gospel award show, and they happened to be on the show, and I was a part of a background vocal group. And so that was a lot of fun, and like I said, especially Charlie Daniels, I'm a big fan of his. So.
Oh yeah! Wow, that is so great. I mean, you've had you've done such great, amazing opportunities, and you know you're rocking it. And I want to talk a little bit about some of the music that you have out right now. We're very, very lucky. We have some of your music tonight, like I said, so it's going to be, I'm very excited to play those. But can you tell us a little bit about what you have going on, what you have, you know, out there now?
Sure. Well, we've got a couple of gospel CDs that we did a few years back, and we have a country record that was done, again, several years back. But we are working on a current project, a country project, and we're in the studio right now doing vocals. And so hopefully that will be out in the next you know, couple of months. We did a song with Gene Watson, was sweet enough and gracious enough to sing a song on the project with me. And I very honored and truly thankful for that as well, because Gene has been extremely nice and so gracious. And so we did a duet, Just Someone I Used to Know. And so that will be on the project as well. And we're just, like I said, just kind of finishing up. And so that should be out again, hopefully in the next couple of months. But another project, a couple of the tunes that you have are from a project called Sunflower. It's just a little EP that we did last year. So a couple of the songs that you have are from that project. So that's the most current project that we have out right now.
Nice. And I'm just very excited to hear that you have that you're going to be releasing another one pretty soon. So I'm very excited about that. We'd love to, you know, promote it as much as we can when it's out. Just let us know. We would love that. That's really cool.
Well, thank you so much. I appreciate it. I really do. Thank you.
No problem. No problem. We could do like a fun little update or something really cool with
sure.
it when it comes out. Yeah,
well, thank you.
That's awesome.
Thank you.
That is so awesome. And I like I said, we have your song here. I would love to play your first one tonight called "You Let Go," and we'll be right back. Let's do it. I'm excited.
Okay. Thank you so much.
No problem. Here we go. Thank you. Let's play it. You let go.
Thank you. thinking of the time when you were mine. We had it all back then. I thought our love would last, but you moved on and I'm still looking back. I'm clinging to longing for the way it used to be. I should pick up all the pieces and move on. You'd think by now my heart could forget, but it hasn't happened yet. I'm holding.
Anita Stapleton, and you're listening to The Josie Show, and we're back right now with Anita herself. So, for those listeners out there that are, you know, new to your music and just heard your great, great song, where's the best place that they can purchase this song along with all of your other music? Where can you go?
Well, thank you. Well, you can go to the website, which is AnitaStapletonMusic.com. Or you can go to Facebook. We have a music page, so just go to Facebook/Anita Stapleton Music, and just send us your information, and we'll get something out to you if you're interested in receiving one. So thank you very much.
Perfect. And after the show, we'll post your links on all of our pages. So it's just a click away, and we'll get everybody over there on your end. So no problem, no problem. Yes. And another thing that I wanted to mention, which is very, very, very cool, you've made several television appearances that I wanted to share here. I mean, you were on shows such as Grand Ole Opry Live, which is, wow, that's so cool, Live with Regis and Kathy Lee, Austin City Limits, Late Night with Conan O'Brien, and The Marty Stewart Show, just to name a few. Can you tell us, you know, what TV appearances like these are like for those who've never, you know, had an experience like that? What would you say? What how are those different from your regular appearances?
They're nerve-wracking,
right?
Because, you know, especially in studios, and for one of the things that I always thought was interesting about television is that when you're watching something on TV, you get this idea that everything is huge. A studio is so big and so massive,
right.
But that's really not true. The first time we, and a lot of those, again, were experiences that I had with Patty. But especially when we did Austin City Limits, I remember, you know, watching Austin City Limits growing up and get to the studio, and it's a very tiny, tiny stage. So,
right.
But it's just, you know, television is great, but I find it more, and the term is nerve-wracking more than a live stage show, because there's just so much more involved, but fun nonetheless. It really is, and TV is more for your family than for you, because they, you know what I mean. Anyway, but I'm again thankful to have those opportunities as well. Those are fun.
Those are, you know, and it's, I've always was curious what it was kind of like, you know, with those, because, I mean, like you said, you see it on TV and it, you know, it looks like, whoa, and then you are curious what it's like
right.
on, you know, that end, you know?
Yeah,
and
exactly.
A lot of
yeah.
these have, you know, like, you know, studio audiences or, you know, whatever,
mm-hmm.
so I can imagine it was probably nerve-wracking, but really cool. I mean, that's
yeah,
really cool.
It was. I mean, those things were very cool, and again, I'm just grateful to have had those opportunities.
Absolutely, absolutely. And you know, I mentioned a lot of great, great things and experiences that you've had. But you know, I always believe that, you know, you always need that, you know, goal, the next goal to reach, you know, that ladder to keep climbing to the top. So, what is one of your dreams or goals out there that you're still reaching for that you really want to accomplish?
Well, I think. Probably to sing on the Opry just by myself. I mean, you know, I've never sung as a solo artist. I've done background vocals for, you know, with Patty, I sang with her on the Opry, and I sang one time with Sonia Isaacs on the Opry. But so that would be, that's a goal for me. I would love to do that.
Mm-hmm.
And just, you know, I guess basically I just want to continue to sing no matter where, just get out there and continue
yeah.
to sing for as long as I possibly can and just have fun with it, because it is fun for me. I love to sing, and I can't really picture myself doing anything else, because I've done
right.
it for so long. I've done it since I was a kid, so I think that's more it than anything, just continue to sing as much as I can, and wherever God guides me is where I'll go.
Absolutely. I think that is just amazing and incredible, everything that you do. I mean, you've done a lot of incredible things, and I'm excited about, you know, the new stuff that you're going to be putting out that I'm definitely going to support 100% and, you know, spread the word about, and, you know, continue being a fan. So I just want to thank you so much for talking with me. I really appreciate that.
Well, thank you very much, Josie. I really appreciate you having me on the show, and thanks for playing our music. And the new project, like I said, should be out in a couple of months, hopefully. And it's a real traditional country record. I mean, it's got fiddles and steels and steel guitars, and so it's you know, that's again what I grew up listening to, and so We appreciate your support, so thank you.
Yes, yes. My pleasure. I'm very, very excited about that. That is super exciting. And we have actually one last song of yours that we're going to play tonight. Before we run out of time, I really want to play this. So it's called Your Old Used to Be. So let's play this right now, okay? Let's do it.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. We'll be right back. Anita Stapleton, and we are back. And Anita, I want to thank you again so much, you know, for coming on the show and taking the time to chat with me tonight. I really appreciate it. It was so much fun.
Well, thank you. Thank you very much. Thanks for your kindness. I
yeah.
appreciate it. Thank you.
It was fun. My pleasure. Yeah. I appreciate it. I appreciate it. And, you know, allowing us to play a couple of your songs tonight. It was so great. And we'll talk with you again very, very soon because, like I said, we'd love to do an update when your new stuff comes out, for sure.
Absolutely. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Awesome. Awesome. No problem. And we'll talk with you again very soon, and thank you once again.
Thank you. You have a great weekend, and God bless. Thank you very much.
You too. God bless. Talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Thank
bye.
You. Anita Stapleton, everyone.
Thank you.
Woohoo! Yes, I had so much fun talking with her. She is so fantastic, and we got to play her songs You Let Go and Your Old Used to Be. And we have our next guest here on the Josie Show. And thanks again once again to all the fans who are out there listening to us at josieshow.com. And, you know, there's so many different ways that you might be listening. But thank you very much for taking the time to listen. So, everyone, here we go. Their next guest tonight is Kat Clampett. Woo! Hello.
Hi. Hi, Josie. How are you?
I am doing fantastic. Thank you so much for coming on to the show.
Well, thank you so much for having me.
My pleasure. I'm very excited we get to play some of your songs tonight and chat. I mean, what's better than that?
Oh, they're nothing. I can't think of anything better. We're in, I believe, Johnson City, Tennessee right now. We just came out of Memphis, and we're headed back to Virginia.
Wow. That's awesome. So you're moving around. You're pretty busy on your end.
Oh, yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
Wow. That's awesome. I mean, you got to love it. I mean, keeping busy and, you know, doing what you love. I mean, those are two things that are important. So, and you're working it. You're doing it.
Oh, yes, definitely. Yes, God has been good to me, I'm telling you.
Yes, yes. And, you know, we actually, before the show, we've had a lot of compliments on your name. People think it's just so, so cool, your stage name, Cat Clampett. Can you share with us how that became your stage name? Where did that come from?
I married in 2004 to a man named Ronnie Bivens. He passed away in 2008. But he called me Cat Clampett. He said I was country as a turnip green, and I always reminded him of Ellie Mae on the Clampett. So that's where the name came about.
Isn't that crazy? It is, but, you know, it's such a crazy way of, you know, finding that. I mean, it's so great, and we absolutely love it. It's so unique and just. It's so good.
Oh, well,
thank you.
It's fun. It's a lot of fun. I get a lot of head turns and people, what in the world did you just say to me, you know? Yes, I'm Cat Clampett. But
awesome.
We were the Cat Creek Symphony back in 2004 and up through 2008. And then when he passed away, well, he said, I want you to continue with your music. And so I said, well, Cat Clampett, it is. So that's how that came about.
Wow. I think that is so, so cool. And what a great name. It's perfectly fitting, and it's unique, and we love it. We love it. We love it.
Well, thank you so much. I appreciate that. This old turnip green. I'm from
yes,
East Texas.
It's
so
awesome.
Yeah, it kind of fits.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. And, you know, I want to mention something that, because a big congrats is in order for this. I mean, you know, if I understand correctly, you are currently number one on the Reverb Nation Blues Charts for Bristow, VA. Is that true?
Yes,
wow.
Ma'am. It is very true. I'm just in awe about it. I'm praising God every day. You know, I'm not sure how my old picklehead came about to be number one, but I think it's
wow.
a blessing in disguise.
Yes. Congratulations.
Well, thank you
so
much. It's
yes.
taken a lot of hard work to get there, but, you know, you just got to keep on pushing it.
Absolutely, absolutely. And for those who want to check out your Reverb Nation, can you give us all your link for that?
Yes, it's reverbnation.com/CatClampett. It's CatClampette.
Perfect, perfect. So yeah. Please make sure, everyone, after the show, you check out that. And just, you know, check everything out. I mean, it's amazing. It's super incredible. And I'm very excited to have you here. And
oh, I'm excited.
Yes, and I want to talk a little bit about your performances. Can you tell us, you know, everyone, a little bit about your sound and what they can expect when they come out to see one of your performances? Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, I play a dobro, and I play with a few bands, but it seems mm-hmm. like I end up always back by myself, you know. So I just mm-hmm. break out the old dobro and give it a whirl. I enjoy the music. I don't know. It's just so much fun to play, and it's unique, and people really like it. You know, they really listen. Kind of the bluesy. The song I wrote once was not enough. Was a gospel song, and it ended up on the blues chart. So I said, well, you know, I guess God had a reason to use me for something. You know, kind of crossed over. So that was cool. I'm excited about it, but. Yeah, that's pretty much what I do. I just go around and play wherever, whoever. You know how that is. You
yeah.
being a songwriter yourself. Congratulations on your song as well. Teenage
Girl,
is that
You're welcome.
Wow. That is so sweet. I mean, that you know, is a lot coming from you. And I think that is just so cool that you, you know, do some of your favorite songs. Who are your favorites, though? Who do you really
My
are a fan of?
My very favorite artist goes from Lynyrd Skynyrd to Zeppelin to I love all the old ones, Loretta Lynn, and I love them all. I don't think there is an artist out there that I haven't, you know, followed behind or listened to or tried to play some of their music. I love it all.
Yes. Wow. That is so cool. So, I mean, your performances sound like they're so much fun because you play songs that, you know, people know and will, you know, be like, yeah, you know.
Oh, yeah.
You can really fit you.
Yeah, I recently learned how to do Curtis Lowe on the dobro, and that is the finest song I think I've ever, you know, done as far as dobro work goes. It's really good. I've enjoyed it.
Yeah. I bet that gets, you know, the crowd going for sure.
Oh, it does. It does. They're like, you just play Curtis Lowe.
I love that. And, you know, I am very excited because we get to play a couple of your songs tonight, which I'm very excited about to hear you. And, but can you tell us a little bit about some of the music that you have out right now, Circling the
Web?
And,
some of the music that's on Reverb, we did a rendition of Jackson. My friend Joe Van Dyke is playing guitar with me. And he also is playing with me on Grandpa. I don't know. I guess that's the new one. You did the new one, right? I have one of just me and the dobro, and then I have one with him. And he's really a great guitarist. I'm real excited about that. We've had a lot of fun. We were Cat Clampett and the Redneck Hillbillies over in White Post, Virginia. So we've had a good time. We ended up, we played over at the Floyd Country Store. I don't know if you've ever been to Floyd, Virginia. But
no.
There's a country store out there, and they have all kind of artists come through there. It's kind of, it was really cool. I enjoyed it. They had, like, a restaurant, and then you played, and it was just a lot of fun. But mostly the bluegrass pictures and stuff were out in that area. But we fit right in, and it was fun.
Yeah, that sounds like a lot of fun.
Yeah, we did some recordings up there at Studio 808 while we were in Virginia, up in Floyd, and I lived in Bland for a little while. Girl, I don't ever want to live there again. There was so much snow, I couldn't take it.
I hear you. I hear you. That's the mess that we're dealing with. We're in Illinois, so it's no snow and nothing but snow. So
I know.
I hear that. I hear that.
Texas,
we have to go.
It was 60 degrees.
Yeah. It's freezing. It's freezing. But so I understand. I understand completely where you're coming from.
Oh, definitely. Yeah.
Yes. And I want to talk a little bit so obviously people can go on your Reverb Nation to check out your music, but is there places that people can purchase your music, or is that, you know, the main place they can go to? What would you say?
Right now, that's the main place. I actually, my album, In God We Trust, I haven't actually released it yet, so I can't get it on iTunes until I release it. But I'm planning on trying to get that done because I have another album I'm working on right now, and it's probably going to take another good 6 months to get it going like I want it to. Looking for some good pickers. You know how that is.
That's awesome. Well, I'm very excited to check out the new stuff. When it comes out, we'll definitely support it 100%.
Well, I appreciate
that. Yeah. And promote it.
I think it's great what you're doing for all the artists.
Mm-hmm.
We really appreciate you doing that.
Aw, thank you so much. I love doing this because I get to talk to fantastic people like yourself. I mean, come on.
Oh,
this is the
so
Friday.
Sweet.
This is the Friday everyone is excited about. Come on.
Yeah, I know. I'm pulled over in the Pizza Hut parking lot because I was worried I wouldn't get a signal. So we found a place to park. My daughters are in there at the beach, and I said, well, I'm going to go sit out there and call in because I didn't get, you know, halfway through it and lose the signal.
Oh, I hear you. I hear you. Well, we're so glad. We're so glad that you're here, and we're very excited because we have some songs of yours, like I said. So I am ready to play your first one called "Good to Be Back, Lord," and we will be right back. Let's play that.
All right.
All right.
Thanks.
All right. Here we go.
So was proud hearing from you. Expect some things to happen, Lord, you thank you for my view. Ain't thought much about your busy living a life. Have whiskey, money, power, thought I was doing all right. So feels good to be with you again. Remember drifting off just where or when. Made some poor choices, made some wrong turns. I'm just a mess, Lord, reckon I'll never learn. Don't seem too mad, like I ain't been gone at all. Proud of things I've done or some things I saw. Didn't think much about I was rubbing you wrong. Ain't thought much about nothing, at least not too long. Went to church this morning, got to know you again. Got all cleaned up and washed off where I've been. Well, I guess I'm ready, just a little torn and cut. Still I wonder what you see, Lord, make you love me so much. Yeah, I guess I'm ready, just a little torn and cut. Make you love me so much. Guess I'll never know why you love me so much.
And that was "Good to Be Back, Lord" by Cat Clampett. We're back on the Josie Show, and we're back with Cat Clampett right now. So I know that you have some social networking sites. So where can the fans go to chat with you and keep up on all your latest news?
Well, on Facebook, you're welcome to check me out on Facebook, Kathy Bivens, or there's a spot for Cat Clampett on there as well. And that was Jim and Joe Van Dyke on the guitar there on Good to Be Back, Floyd. We recorded
that
from Floyd, yes.
So fantastic. We loved it.
I will thank you. That was a new one I just come out with, so it hadn't been out long.
Wow.
I got a lot of work to do still. You know how it is, Rosie.
Wow. Well, thank you very much for sharing that song with us and letting us play it tonight. I appreciate it.
Oh, I appreciate y'all playing it. Thank you so much.
Oh, we love it. We love it. And, there's a message here in the chat room that I want to say. JP in the chat room says hello to you.
Oh, well, tell him hello.
He'll be very happy to hear that. That's awesome.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
You got some new fans going on right now that are excited to be going on your Facebook now probably to check you out, which
is
awesome.
They're always welcome. You can't ever have too many fans, Josie.
I hear you. Oh, yeah. It's true. And, you know, we're going to post your links after the show, you know, your Reverb and also your Facebook. So people can just, it's a click away and then go to all your pages to check you out, all right? Making it easy.
Wonderful. You are the bomb, girl, I'm telling you.
Thank you.
We appreciate you.
Thank you so much. Yes, we would love to do that. I mean, hey, making lives easier. That's what you got to do.
Definitely. Most definitely. Helping each other.
Exactly, exactly. That's what this world's about. And I have a great question here for you. An anonymous listener actually sent it in to our email. So if this is your question out there, thank you very much for sending it in. But they're wondering, what is one of your biggest dreams for your music career? What's a big dream for you?
One of my biggest dreams for my music career is for people to listen.
Amen.
I'm hoping to get my new album out soon, so that will be a dream come true. I said, the good Lord has been my guide through it all. Without him, I would be nothing.
Amen. I couldn't have said it better myself. I mean, it's fantastic, what you are doing, and you're following your heart, following the gift that the good Lord gave you. I mean, that's exactly what you have to do.
Yes,
and you're
ma'am.
Doing it well.
I started singing in church when I was 9 years old. One of my first songs was In the Garden. And, of course, I had to, have my rendition of it on my page. But I love gospel music, period. But I love all kinds of music. So I've got a little bit of everything going on.
I love that. I love that. I'm the same way. I mean, if it has, great lyrics and a great beat to it, and, that's music is music to me. I love it all.
I do, too.
I'm the same way.
I do, too.
Yeah. Yes, yes. And, speaking of great music, we have your next song tonight that we actually just found. It became a crossover for you. Once Was Not Enough. And we really love it. Can you tell us a little bit about this song, first off?
Well, let's see, what do I need to tell you? It pretty much says it all. Once Was Not Enough to prove our cries. We have to drive more nails every day of our life. And I know trying to be a Christian is one of the hardest things you can do. And, I know we a lot of times don't even realize that in our minds, things that we think of, we might as well have done them, So that's kind of the point, getting the point across with Once Was Not Enough. So just, don't hate your neighbor. Just love everybody and, try to live like you should. Follow the Ten Commandments. That's probably the easiest way to do it.
Yes.
And
yes.
It worries me, because God seems to be he's thrown out of, our schools. He's thrown out of so many things. And that's the reason for my name of my album, In God We Trust. Mm-hmm. I said, they won't take that away from me. I'm going to continue on with it. So, yeah. Mm-hmm. So we'll see. I think it's a... It has a great message, and I hope everyone gets it. Of course, you have to hear a song a couple of times sometimes.
Absolutely, absolutely. And it's, you couldn't have said it better, better. I mean, it's a great song, and also it really, it speaks, I think it speaks for itself. I mean, it really, it's very well written that you know exactly what you're talking about, so, which is all about a song. So if you listen to the lyrics, you'll get it. So I am very excited to play this song, and I'd love to do it right now, all right?
All right. Thank you, Josie.
Thank you. Here we go. Once Was Not Enough by Cat Clamp. If you're
Once Was Not Enough to crucify our Christ. Gotta drive through hell every day of your life. How could you hurt someone that loves you so much? He died for your sins. Don't you think that's enough? All glory to Jesus. Praise you know it hurts.
Love chatting with you, and we have some fun questions here for you, if you don't mind.
Oh, I don't mind at all.
Awesome, awesome. We love our fun questions. So the first one is, you know, what are some things that you do for fun when you're not working on your music? Some hobbies. What would you say?
Well, I love the beach. So
yeah.
I try to go there as often as possible. I love the sun. Planting flowers, that's one of my main gigs. I do a lot of gardening. The children, I have grandsons, so we play a lot together. We have a lot of fun. I love life. My motto is to try to help someone smile, you know, share a smile, make people happy, and that's just who I am. I don't know.
I love that. Yes. Yes. I love that. And you know, I love that you enjoy life and your grandbabies. I mean, what's better than that? That's amazing.
It don't get much better than that. And I'm so excited. My little grandson this year is playing the viola in school, and and I had a jam session the other day, and it was so much fun.
That is so cute. Oh, you got another one. Another one's going to want to do this, I'm telling you.
I'm telling you, he's going to be one of those multi-talented guys, you know.
That's so cute. That is so cool. I love it. I love that he's, you know, really getting into, you know, the, you know, instruments and stuff. Because I did instruments when I was young, and it opened, you know, a lot of doors for me. I mean, it really got me into music.
It opens a lot of doors.
Yeah.
I enjoy going to the nursing homes and playing for the shut-ins. They always get a kick out of me, and they call me Cat in the Hat because I love hats. I wear all kinds of hats.
I love it.
Yes.
How cool. Well, I love that. I think that's so great that, you know, everyone's, you know, supportive of each other and, you know, following their dreams in your household and just kind of, you know, playing instruments and doing all sorts of fun things like that. It opens a lot of doors. I think that's so great.
It does.
Yes. And another fun question here for you before we run out of time, but I really love this question. Have you ever had an embarrassing onstage moment while performing live in front of a crowd? Have you ever had any embarrassing moments?
Actually,
that you're like,
Josie,
oh.
I did. I had the worst performance of my life at the Bluebird Cafe in Nashville.
Oh.
My husband. I had just lost my husband in February. My daughters came to Texas to bring to Virginia with them. My baby girl had gotten deployed, and her little boy was a little over a year old, and she needed me to be with him. So anyway, make a long story short, we got to Nashville, and I said, I want to play the Bluebird Cafe. And so we did. We got there. My daughter wrecked her car coming. It was just a hot mess the whole night. But I got up there, could not remember the words to one of my songs. I was so embarrassed. I mean, I blew through it, but it was the worst performance ever. But at least I played at the Bluebird Cafe, you know?
Exactly.
Even if it was a bad performance.
You still did your thing. And, I mean, we've heard a lot of interesting ones with wardrobe malfunctions and crazy things like that. So that's not bad. Don't worry.
Yes. Oh, well, it was horrible that night. But I was so, you know, I was so excited about getting to play there because I really didn't expect it, you know, because they tell you usually when you go in, usually they will draw a number and you'll have to come back, you know, for the next show or whatever. But that, right. Luckily that night I got to perform and got up there on that stage and just flat forgot the words. That's pretty bad being a songwriter.
but still, I mean, like you said, you got to do that. You know, it's such a great experience to perform there. And I think that's, you know, I mean, you're human. Come on, you know.
Yes,
things happen.
Most definitely. And I just lost my husband, so you know, I guess it was probably too early to be trying to perform, but. You know, you got to do what you got to do. So it was great.
Right.
I mean, we still had a great time. I met some wonderful people, so
okay.
It all worked out.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad, though, that you stuck to your guns. You still did it, and you worked through it. So, I mean, that's all
yes,
you can
ma'am.
Ask for.
That's all you can do.
Yes, exactly. That's all you can do, and you did it. So that's, I mean, kudos for that, definitely. And
well,
I just have to say a big, big thank you so much for coming on the show and taking the time to talk with me tonight. I really appreciate it. We'd love to have you back on anytime, okay?
Oh, Josie, thank you so much for having me. God bless you, sweetie.
Oh, God bless. And everything that you do, just, you know, keep doing it to the fullest and living life to the fullest. I mean, that's all that anybody can do. And you are just a fantastic, fantastic artist. And just, you know, keep wowing
well,
your
thank
fans.
Thank you
and,
so much.
Yeah.
I love you for that.
Oh, thank you so, so much. We love you, and we'll talk with you again soon, okay? Thank you
okay,
so much.
Okay, have a great evening.
You too. Thank you so much. We'll talk with you again soon. Can't clamp it, everyone.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Awesome. So I had a great, great chat with the wonderful Cat Clampett. We also got to talk with my first guest that was tonight. And it was so much fun, Anita Stapleton. It was so much fun to talk with both of these wonderful, wonderful artists. But we are not done yet, people. We are not done yet. But first, I want you all to please take a listen to this important message. Here we go. Let's play it.
In a moment, cancer changed our lives forever.
We were told nothing could be done to enjoy these final moments together.
But in that moment, when all seemed lost, St. Jude Children's Research Hospital gave us hope.
Because at this moment, St. Jude Children's Research Hospital is saving lives with pioneering research and care. We're changing the way the world treats childhood cancer by sharing our discoveries with doctors and scientists everywhere.
And we'll never have to pay St. Jude for anything, ever.
At this moment, she wants to be in her own bed.
I want to be back at school with my friends.
I want to be outside playing.
Please take a moment and join St. Jude in finding cures and saving children. Visit stjude.org.
Thank you all so much for listening to that message. We do a lot of work with the Josie Show for childhood cancer, so we found that very important. We wanted to play it for all of you. And, you know, a little later we also have another one that we're going to play, one that I also, that I actually do, that's one of, you know, the big ones I think is huge. And so I want to... I believe my next guest is here. Awesome. So everyone, please welcome my wonderful guest for tonight. Let's continue it. Everyone, please welcome Ralph Stanley II to the show. Woo!
Josie, great to be with you tonight. Great to be on the show tonight with you.
Thank you so, so much. I'm very excited to be chatting with you tonight. How are you?
Well, I'm doing fine. We're just a little bit cold back here where I live in the state of Virginia,
mm-hmm.
but other than that, we're all cozy in the house, I guess.
Well, good. That's the plus side. I hear you. It's like 16 degrees by us, and it's freezing snow all the whole nine yards. So I hear you. I hear you. But cozy in the house. That's good.
Love it.
And I'm very, very excited. We have your songs tonight. We get to, you know, chat with you and find out more about you. It's going to be a great night, okay?
Yeah, it's going to be great. Like I said, I appreciate you having me.
My pleasure. Thank you very much for coming on. And I know a lot of people are going to recognize your name and, you know, are wondering. But I want to mention your dad is the legendary musician Ralph Stanley, certainly known for his amazing banjo skills. But it was a Keith Whitley video that also made a big impression on you and maybe, you know, jump-started your idea of being a professional musician. Can you share with us all a little bit about that inspiration and what really got you started in this music business?
Yeah, I was always inspired. My dad and my Uncle Carter, you know, they started out as the Stanley Brothers.
Right.
Back in 1946, and he passed away in 1966, and I grew up listening to their records, which I was inspired by them, and always wanted to, I put a guitar around my neck at 2 years old and sang my first song on the stage when I was 2 years old.
Oh, wow.
But when I got up to about 12 or 13 years old, I remember seeing this video back, that was when Keith Whitley was in the band. He was a Clinch Mountain boy at the time.
Mm-hmm.
And I seen them, and it just blew me away how they, probably to this day, it's the best show I've ever watched on anything.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sure if you would see it, you might agree too, or anybody else.
Yeah.
But it just really put a recharge into me that, I want to do that. I want to grab a guitar and stand beside of my dad and sing lead for him. And that really just gave me a motivation to shoot for that even more. And then I got to fulfill that 4 years later. And I started when I was right at 16 years old singing lead and then done that for about 15, 16 years. And then I've been with my own group now for probably 5 years or so with touring as a solo artist.
Wow, that is so, so cool, and such a great way to get started, you know, with all that support and comfort of, you know, surrounded by your loved ones. I mean, nothing better than that. That's a great way to start, you know?
Yeah, I kind of started, I started in a top band, that's for sure, a legendary band.
That is so, so cool, and I can imagine, you know, as a young child, you were probably always surrounded by music, especially with your dad, you know, in the business. I assume it was an awesome, a lot of jam sessions probably. It's really cool.
Yeah, it was all there all the time. You know, we going to bluegrass festivals, and I've always been around music my whole life. Yes.
That's awesome. Nothing better than that, for sure. Very, very cool.
Right.
Yeah, and, you know, now you have a wonderful, wonderful CD out called Born to be a Drifter that's actually right here in front of me. I love it. It's such a great, great CD with such wonderful, wonderful songs, and I love the cover photo. Very, very cool. And it's such a great, great, great CD. And can you tell us a little bit about some of the music that you have out right now for those fans out there that are just finding out about this great CD?
Yes, I know it's done real well on XM Sirius. It's been one of the most requested of the year.
Yeah.
That was for 2013, and I know we get a lot of requests for I'm Wilder Than Her and Bluefield and some songs like that, which I think you might play a little later. But this CD has done real well for my touring, and a lot of the fans are coming out and requesting the songs, you know.
Yes.
So it's done real well, and I appreciate you, like I said, playing it here tonight to let people that might not have heard it or ever would have heard it, that they might hear it tonight. So.
Yeah. I think that's so great. My pleasure. I'm very excited to play them for all your new fans, new listeners out there who are going to be hearing them and just, you know, want to go out and get this CD. And can you let us know where we can purchase the CD and all of your other music? Where's the best places that we can go?
Yes, they can go to my website. It's ralph2.com with a number
Perfect.
2. Ralph2.com. And they can go to CD Baby. I think they can download it on Apple iTunes. They can download the whole album or certain individual songs, and maybe MP3s, Amazon, and stuff like that. It's available around. And probably some of your Ernest Tubb record shops. And I don't think, you know, Walmart's getting kind of hard to distribute CDs anymore and things. But
yeah.
They're taking more DVDs. They're not stocking many CDs anymore. But You know, mm-hmm. with the power of the downloading capabilities, I guess that kind of is kind of why mm-hmm. they've done that. But they've got a few places they can go check it out to purchase it if they would like. Like
perfect.
I mentioned
there. Yeah, that's perfect. And we'll definitely post your links, especially, you know, your website, so people can just go there, and everything is there. Your website is just fantastically done. It has everything on there for people
to... Yeah,
if
they want to get a personalized autographed copy from me, there's a number they can call and order it direct before it gets shipped out from us here at the record company.
Ooh.
And we'll do that. Or they can just order it off of CDBaby.com, like I said, and all the Apple, iTunes, downloadable stuff.
Yeah, that is so cool. So, I mean, you have a mixture of everything. For people who want, you know, the CD in their hand, that, you know, copy, then you can do that, even signed, and also, you know, CD Baby. And also iTunes is great, too, because you can put it on your, you know, iPod and, you know, iPads and all your iDevices. And it's super easy to play it on the go. Yeah,
That's right.
Gotta love it. So definitely, after the show, everyone, please make sure you check it out, Born to Be a Drifter. So please make sure you do that. Ralph Stanley II, please check it out. And we have a song here from the CD called Bluefields that I would really love to play. And we'll be right back, okay? I would love to play it.
Sounds great.
Perfect. Thank you. We'll play it, and then we'll come back and talk a little bit about it, okay? Let's do it.
Okay.
Bluefields. Perfect. Bluefields, everyone, check it out.
In the West Virginia hills, there must be 10,000 stills, and they found the biggest one outside of Bluefields. A little peaceful country town, nothing else 4 miles around. I saw whiskey run like water down from Bluefields. My trouble started on that Tuesday afternoon. The sheriff told me federal men will be here soon. He said we come up with a plan to catch Bluefield's slickest man. And we will, as sure as I'm the sheriff of Bluefields. Wednesday I had 90 jars to cap. Didn't think they had the time to set a trap. In the brush I heard a sound, and I swiftly hit the ground. When I shot, I sent them running back to Bluefield. Me, I was the sheriff's deputy. I make whiskey, but God knows I'd never kill. I didn't know he was that close when I let my shotgun go. But I found I killed my friend, the sheriff of Bluefield. I recall how Mama and my girlfriend cried when they left with me for, oh no, what a trial. It's my last night in this cell, the last story I will tell, as I sat on death row dreaming about Bluefield. Bluefield. Bluefield.
By Ralph Stanley II, and we're back on the Josie Show, and we absolutely love that song. And once again, that's on your CD, Born to Be a Drifter. And can you please let us know a little bit about Bluefield? Tell us your inspiration behind this song, what it means to you.
Yeah, Bluefield, that's a song that was actually recorded, I would say, back in the 60s by Stonewall Jackson.
Oh, cool.
Legendary country Grand Ole Opry member Stonewall Jackson. I never had heard the song, and I don't know many people that had either, and I was on tour going to California, and we was trying to find some material, and I was just, you know, on the way out there killing time and browsing around, and I saw the song there, Bluefield, and got to listening to it. That's what I've never heard it. So he done it a lot different than we did. We changed it all the way around and maybe changed a few words here and there. But I actually think he wrote it. But it's about a moonshiner, I guess, back in the hills of West Virginia that was actually a deputy sheriff, too, that was running liquor and moonshine. And I guess he kind of had a lot of inside access of what, you know, when the revenuers were coming in or the feds. And and then one day, you know, the sheriff was determined to catch him. Where I guess he had one of the biggest ones going. So the sheriff finally caught him, but it was his deputy, and I reckon he accidentally shot him, and then he went to the electric chair, I guess, at that time. So that, it's a good story, and I really enjoy singing the song, and I think it's got a real pretty melody to it, too.
It does. But, it really does.
And a lot of people really seems to, everywhere I go, I normally end up having to sing it twice at most of our shows, that the crowd, even after we do our intermission, they holler for it again. So a lot of people seem to be coming to see me for that song here lately.
That is so cool.
I guess there's a lot of moonshiners still in around in the country here.
Gotta love it. That's so, so
that's
cool.
Right.
That is so cool. And I love that you brought that song, you know, to life, so to speak, because, you know, there might not be a lot of people who, were, you know, heard it. And people definitely are listening to it now and enjoying it. So that's, you brought it back, and I think that's fantastic.
Well, I sure hope so. I hope a lot of the people never had heard it here tonight has enjoyed it as well.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. And I know that there was a big, big question here from a lot of your new fans out there about social networking sites so they can chat with you and get to know you and keep up with your latest news. So where's the best places that, you know, you're on that they could chat with you on?
Well, my website most of the time, or my fan club set me up a Facebook site that they kind of helped me coordinate and answer some questions, you know, let me know what the people are asking, and then I'll answer them through them to them and chat, you know, a little bit. But just look up Ralph Stanley II on Facebook fan club and stuff like that. So, and then you can join my fan club. I think the info is on my website for that, too. So they kind of keep everybody up to date with the newsletter and things like that, and info with tour dates and stuff like that.
Awesome. You have such great dedicated fans out there that are, you know, that helped you out with that. And, you know, I think that's so great. You know, very important to have that support behind you, you know. Love it.
Yes, you've got to have the support in this business for sure. It's
that you do.
If it ain't for the people or the fans or your friend, good friends, you can't go with it. So, and that's what puts you out on the road.
True. It's true. And you're definitely doing your thing, and your fans are loving it and enjoying it for sure. And I know that a lot of your new fans out there are going to want to, you know, find opportunities to, you know, see a show. So I wanted to, you know, quickly mention you have a tour tab on your website, so everyone could just see, you know, the list of where you'll be performing next. And just please make sure everyone that you know check that out. And, you know, if you have the opportunity, or if you're you know, near the areas that are on there, please make sure you go check it out and take tons of pictures and all that fun stuff. Just to have fun. And so we would love to actually see you live one of these days. It's on my bucket list. That'd be great.
Well, hopefully we can. That'd be great. Yeah, I would like to mention, too, that our festival we have down in a little town of Coburn, Virginia.
Mm-hmm.
And my dad started it back in 1970. And speaking of Keith Whitley again, my dad, Keith Whitley, Ricky Skaggs, Roy Lee Sinners, and a couple of handymen that Dad had around the time built the old original stage that we're kind of remodeling under the hill. It's still standing, but it just needs a little tweaking on it. But we got a brand new stage that Dad built probably about 1991 or two up on the hill with a big shed people can sit under to get out of the sun. Or
wow.
That's a real nice. It's a big bluegrass festival. It'll be our 44th annual. It's on Memorial Day weekend. But we've got it fixed up now where people can, you know, you can bring your golf cart in and your RVs, and we got electrical hookups so they can drive down to that old original stage. And
wow.
I think we're going to have it lit up this year where we can go down and everybody can jam on the old stage. And it's going to be a great time. And they can look that up on our website as well and find out more info where it is and what's all around the area and all that, what you need to bring and all that. It's drRalphStanleyFestival.com.
Wow, that sounds much fun.
Yeah, drRalphStanleyFestival.com. And that is, like I said, it'll be the 44th annual. And this will be my third year as a head man. Because, you know, my dad's almost 87 years old. And he kind of got to where, you know, there's a lot of work to keep them going. So Dad asked me if I would do that and be responsible. But he said, as long as I'm able and breathing, I'll be there for you to be there to perform and all that. So he'll be there all 3 days, to sign autographs and things like that. So it'll be a great. We also have Third Time Out. I don't know if you're familiar with them. Doyle Lawson and Quicksilver. We have a lot of great top bluegrass bands coming in there for the whole weekend, which the lineup is on the website as well.
Perfect. I want to definitely check that out because that sounds like it would be, you know, a great, great night. And I definitely want to, you know, promote that when it gets closer and all that fun stuff so people can, you know, who are in that area can come check it out because that sounds like it's going to be a lot of fun. And I want to check out all the names that are going to be there. That's so cool.
Yeah, it's a great. Just remember drRalphStanleyFestival.com and all the info you need is right on that.
Awesome. And we'll post that link and all of your links after the show. So it's just a click away for everybody. Yeah, we'll definitely do that. No problem. But how cool! I love that, you know, your dad's supporting it and you're, you know, holding the torch, so to speak, and you know, guiding everybody to it and helping, you know, and just doing all that fun stuff. I think that's really, really cool.
Yeah, it was a great honor that Dad had enough faith and trust in me to be the one to do that. So yes, it was a great honor and at the same time it was a big overtaking. It's a lot of work, but I love it. I love the place. I respect what it is, and it's turned into a historical, landmark, so to speak, in the bluegrass festival world. And there's also a museum that is within 15 minutes of the park. It's the Ralph Stanley Museum that they shuttle the fans. It's a 15-minute ride down to the museum too. So it's a great. Got a lot of old instruments that Dad and Carter had, a lot of old footage and videos, and Old Brother Where Art Thou Grammys and platinum records, and it's got about anything you need of the Dr. Ralph Stanley's successful past there at the museum too.
That is just so cool. So many different, different things that are a part of it. I mean, you could enjoy a show and then, you know, have fun there, but then also there's that museum that they can go check out and, you know, learn more information. And, wow, there's just so many different, you know, parts, and it just sounds so exciting.
Wow. Yeah, it's a great time. Sure is, huh?
Yeah.
It's a great festival.
Definitely. Well, that's very exciting. I hope everybody checks that out. And all that information's on your website and the website that you just mentioned that we'll post everywhere. So perfect. Perfect, perfect. love to promote that one for sure. And we have your next song here called Wilder Than Her, and we'll be right back, okay? Let's play.
All right, sounds good.
All right, sounds good. Here we go.
I'm wilder than her. What else can I say? I guess that's why she fell in love with me. She's a house on fire. She's got all those charms. I'm a house on fire too, but I've got four alarms. And I'm wilder than her. Drives her out of her mind. I guess she thought that she was one of a kind. She's a summer storm, I'm a hurricane. One blows through the town, one blows the town away, and I'm wilder. She stops at all the lights. She says I'm crazy, and she's probably right. I guess that the reason is that I'm twice as wild. And I'm wilder than her, drives her out of her mind. I guess she thought that she was one of a kind. She's a summer storm, one blows through the town, one blows the town away, and I'm wilder. Not so cold. She takes the distance and breaks it into miles. She makes my life just a little less wild. But I'm wilder than her, drives her out of her mind. I guess she thought that she was one of a kind. She's a summer storm, I'm a hurricane. One blows through the town, one blows the town away, and I'm wilder.
Than Her by Ralph Stanley II, and we absolutely love that song as well, and we're so thankful that you sent your songs to us so we are able to play them tonight. Thank you so much. We loved it.
Well, thank you again for playing them. That's another song that a lot of fans are really having fun out of, too. A lot of the festivals, you know, talking about the golf carts, and I've had a lot of the fans have been putting, like the couples, boyfriends, girlfriends, husbands, wives, have been putting like Wilder Than Him on her side and Wilder Than Her on top of their golf carts, you know, and things like
so
that.
Cool.
And then some of the guys are putting on the front of their bug guard on their trucks Wilder Than Her and all that, a lot of my fans. So a lot of people are really getting a kick out of that and having fun with it. So
That is so cool. The first time actually I heard this song, I just like envisioned you at a show and just people, tons of people just standing up when they start hearing this song. I mean, this is kind of that type of song where you start getting up and you're just having fun and partying. I mean, it just, the song's very catchy and just a lot of fun.
Yes, it is. People love singing along with it too. So it's a great song, and I'm glad that we got to record it.
Absolutely. This song must have been a lot of fun to record. Absolutely.
Yeah, we had a good time. Sure did.
Yeah, that's so cool. And are you currently working on any other projects that you could tell us about? Anything new? What you doing?
Yes, we're getting back to my dad again. February the 18th on Rebel Records, we have a new CD coming out together. It's Dr. Ralph Stanley and Ralph Stanley II. It's called Side by Side. And we're really looking for some big things out of that. I'm real proud of it, and I know it's probably the best thing that I ever done with him in my life, and I'm real proud of it. So looking forward to that to be released next month.
Yes. Now, that is something that we all could look forward to. That's going to be a really, really great one. And I'm definitely going to support it and spread it around. And I know a lot of, you know, your dad's fans and your fans, you know, they're going to really all gather on this one. This one's going to be a really great one for everybody.
Yeah,
to enjoy.
People's going to really enjoy that. And I'll also have another one hopefully out by probably sometime in 2015 as a solo record again.
Awesome. A lot of new stuff, you know, we have to look forward from you. So perfect.
Yes.
Perfect. Awesome. And, you know, like I said, we're definitely going to support it and continue to be a fan. And one of these days we are going to see you perform live, and I'll, you know, that's going to be, like, crazy. That's going to be amazing.
Well, we'll have to get you up to sing one, too, that night if you ever come out to a show.
Yeah. Just, you know, let me know daytime. I'm there. That would be great.
All right. Well, just whenever you come to the show, just let me know you're there, and we'll get you on the stage, too.
Wow, that would be incredible. Thank you so much. And thank you so much for, you know, coming on and chatting with me and having some fun. And I really had a great time talking with you. Thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you, too. And maybe we can do it again down the road. And I appreciate you for having me again.
Oh, my pleasure. And, yeah, definitely, we'd love to have, like, an update with you, you know, down the line. That would be great. We'll do something special like that.
Okay. We can all stay in touch, then. That sounds great.
Sounds good. Thank you so much once again, and we'll talk with you again real soon, okay?
Okay. Thank you, and take care.
Take care. Bye-bye. Ralph Stanley. Second. Bye. Thank you. Yes, we got to talk with Ralph Stanley II. And it was so much fun talking with all three of my guests tonight, Anita Stapleton, Kat Clampett, and Ralph Stanley II. We had so much fun talking with all three of these wonderful, wonderful artists. And please make sure you check out all of the links that these three artists gave out tonight, and check out their music and show your support for these wonderful, wonderful artists. And just have fun and, you know, enjoy it. And I also want to play the PSA that I mentioned a little earlier. And so please listen to this wonderful, wonderful message that we have. Here we go.
Hello, I'm Josie Passantino, owner and host of the award-nominated internet radio show, The Josie Show, at www.josieshow.com. Bullying can happen to anyone. It's not just about after school on the playground anymore. Bullying can now take place 24/7 because of the internet and media services on your phone. Most of us have experienced bullying at one point or another in our lives, even me. I know firsthand how bullying can make a person feel and how long it takes to build your self-esteem back up. But you can. Remember, the person doing the bullying is the one with the real problem, not you. Bullying can even happen at very young ages, so if someone tells you they need help, please listen and take it seriously. Bullying is a serious issue that we have learned can lead to isolation, depression, low self-esteem, and even death. Everyone needs to get involved now to put an end to the senseless act of bullying. If you see bullying happening or it's happening to you, do not wait. Speak to a trusted adult immediately for help. Thank you.
Thank you all very much for listening to that message, important message. Now, I really want to turn over the mic to my producer, Tina Marie Passantino. And she's going to tell us what's going on with our VIP members. They have a lot of cool things going on in their lives. So, hello.
Hello.
Hello. are. What is going on with
our
VIP?
There's always something going on. All right, so we've got some fun stuff here. Let's start out by introducing our VIPs.
Bring it.
Uh-huh, and then we're going to start something new. We're gonna play a beautiful song from each from our VIPs, just one a week so that
Woo.
We can fit it all in. So this week we're actually going to feature a song from Fraser Newcomb. But for right now, let's go ahead and let's go through our list. Our first VIP member, who's with us now for the second year in a row, so we're happy about that. So welcome again. And here is Tim Garman. Tim Garman, you can find him at timgarmanmusic.com. Real easy. He's constantly putting out great music, so make sure you go ahead and check him out. Next, Larry J. Massey. You can find him at reverbnation.com/Larry Massey. And he spells his last name with an E-Y, so it's M-A-S-S-E-Y. Beautiful voice, putting out great music for us all the time. Next, Wayne Jacobs. You can find him at waynejacobs.com. I'm sorry, let's try it again. Let's do waynejacobs.co, C-O. Don't put the M at the end. You'll get lost. So do waynejacobs.co, C-O, and you'll be able to find Wayne. Also consistently putting out good music. Excellent, excellent artist. Won some songwriting awards as well. Next, Brad Howard. You can find him at facebook.com/Brad Howard Music. Make sure you go to his Facebook page so you can see what he has going on. There's a post up there. On March 8th, he is going to be playing in Taylorville, Illinois. So for those of us that are here in Illinois and want to listen to some great original country music, make sure that you check out his page and get all the information. There's going to be lots of artists there, including Brad Howard, so it's going to be a great show. Next, Rick Seaman. You can find him at facebook.com/rick.seaman.3. So make sure you check him out. He does a lot of great Hank senior songs, and he's got really an incredible voice. So make sure you go ahead and you check him out. Don't miss that. And then Vince Anthony. You want to go ahead and find him at vinceanthonyonline.com. He is constantly putting out new music, so make sure that you don't miss that. He is always performing as well. He is the Season 2 winner of the Dream Quest Challenge this year, so extra congratulations to Vince on that. Make sure you stop by his page and let him know that you're wishing him well. Also, just to let you know, tomorrow night, Vince is going to be doing a solo show over in Bessemer, Michigan. He'll be at the Alpine Inn Tavern and Grill, so make sure that you don't miss that. My understanding is it's located on Big Powderhorn Mountain Ski Resort, so that's going to be an excellent performance. So make sure you catch that for sure. And then, last but not least, the person we're going to feature tonight, Fraser Newcomb. You can find him at frasernewcomb.com, and that's FraserNewcombe.com. So make sure you go ahead and you check him out. Now, all of these artists are on Facebook. You can go ahead and type in their name to find them. They all have music playing on Country Blast Radio, which you can listen to 24/7, countryblastradio.com. And if you forget how to spell their name or where they're at or how to find them, just go to josieshow.com, press on the VIP membership tab, and you will see all of their pictures and all of their clickable links. That'll take you right to where they are so you don't have any guessing to worry about. How's that sound? All right, now let's go ahead and play a song from Fraser Newcomb. Here is Pathway of Tears. Take a listen.
Walked down a pathway where I hadn't walked in years. Some of the old memories filled my eyes with tears. As I strolled by the playground where we used to play, and watched the little fishing boat out there on the bay. As I walked on farther down the pathway of tears, my mind kept on wondering about the passing of years. Why we don't see our children playing where we did play. And there's no more little fishing boats up there on the bay. Oh, there's trees and there's bushes where the grass was so green.
and all the little fishing boats no more can be seen. The wharf is all washed out and the boats are on the bank. I wonder for this who it is we should thank. The buildings are rotted, they're all falling down. The place is deserted, it's like a ghost town. After I had seen all my heart with fear, I started for home down my pathway of tears. Where I met with an old friend, we talked for a while. It's not like the old days, for gone is the smile. The laughter and the good times we had in those years are all left behind now on the pathway of tears. Oh, there's trees and there's bushes where the grass was so green. And all the little fishing boats no more can be seen. The wharf is all washed out and the boats are on the bank. I wonder for this who it is we should thank. I wonder for this who it is we should thank.
And that was Fraser Newcomb with Pathway of Tears. And Alan, he has got a little something to share with us tonight. He's going to help us out with a tribute. Go ahead.
Yeah, unfortunately, the world has lost two television legends this week. The first was Russell Johnson, who played the professor on Gilligan's Island, one of his many roles. He actually appeared in over 60 movies in his career. And the second was Dave Madden, who played Mr. Kincaid, the manager of the Partridge Family, who was a TV legend on many TV shows among movies. And if you want to sing along, we're going to play the theme songs to both those shows right now. And I know Josie's going to sing along. So here we go.
Just sit right back and you'll hear a tale of a fateful trip that started from this tropic boy. The mighty sailing man, skipper brave and sure. Five passengers set sail that day for a 3-hour tour. A 3-hour tour. The weather started getting rough. The tiny ship was tossed. If not for the courage of the fearless crew, the Minnow would be lost. The Minnow would be lost. The ship set ground on the shore of this uncharted desert isle. Skipper two, a millionaire and his wife, a movie star, the professor and Mary Ann, here on Gilligan's Island. So this is the tale of our castaway, they're here for a long, long time. They'll have to make the best of things, it's an uphill climb. But first mate and his skipper two will do their very best to make the others comfortable. Luxury, like Robinson Crusoe, it's primitive as can be. So join us here each week, my friends, you're sure to get a smile from seven stranded castaways here on Gilligan's Isle.
Hello world, hear the song that we're singing. Come on, get happy. Whenever we're together, we get a happy feeling when we're singing a song.
a great tribute. And thank you once again, Alan, for doing that tribute for us, and prayers and to all of the families, and to the fans as well. And so now I would love to play another song here. So let's play it right now. I believe you have the...
Yes. I do. I have another song from Cat Clampett that we didn't play earlier. So I'm going to go ahead and find that and play it now. It's called Grand. Here we go. Take a listen.
Hit it.
So sad to see young love won't last, all because of times they are changing. The old folks stay together 50 years with their worn King James and their Sunday morning singing. They're singing, Rock of Ages, won't you take me home? Take me to my Savior where I belong. Rock of Ages, won't you set me free? Take me to my Savior where I long to be. I remember the last time I saw my grandpa down at the creek by grandma's grave. I can still taste the big man's teardrops, hear his huge voice crack as he prayed. He prayed, Rock of Ages, won't you take me home? Take me to my Savior where I belong. Rock of Ages, won't you set me free? 'Cause where they're gone, there's nothing left for me. Had no one-night stand. She never thought of another man. They worked this old farm 'cause it felt so right. Rid of their Savior by cold or light. That's fine. Rock of Ages, won't you take me home? Take me to my Savior where I belong. Rock of Ages, won't you set me free? Take me to my Savior where I long to be. Well, she wasn't gone long before I lost my grandpa. We laid him next to Grandma where he longed to be. Time when the moon lights East Texas night. I swear I've seen him walking side by side. I hear, Rock of Ages, won't you take me home? Take me to my Savior where I belong. Rock of Ages, won't you set me free? Take me to my Savior where I long to be.
yes, that was Cat Clampett. And we have some announcements that I would really love to talk about. First one here is Country Blast Radio. Our countdown blast for January will be aired on January 30th at 7 p.m. Central. And due to holiday music flooding the station for December, we have eliminated the December countdown. But we'll pick it up again on our January show, January 30th. So please make sure you check that out. And next Friday on the Josie Show, my guests will be Skylar Jett and Angela from MAMA, M-A-M-A, Mothers Against Murders Association. And we'll even get to speak with Diane McCall. So this is going to be a very interesting and enlightening show. So please make sure you do not miss a beat. Please don't miss it at all. Next week, remember, next Friday, Josie Show. Right here at JosieShow.com. And our special edition this month will be on January 27th at 7 p.m. Central Time Zone with special edition guest Nathan Osmond. So that is going to be great. And finally, some awesome, awesome news. The Josie Show has a new syndication. The Josie Show has a new syndication, and we will now be heard on Mondays and Wednesdays on CMG Radio at 9 p.m. Central. And for a listing of all of our syndications, please click on the Networks tab at josieshow.com. So please make sure you check that out. Thank you. I'm so excited. CMG Radio. Yeah, CMG Radio is fantastic. So I'm very honored to be playing on there on Mondays and Wednesdays at 9 p.m.
Central. What's up, guys? It's Celeste Kellogg, and you're listening to The Josie Show.
Yes, you are. And so thank you all very, very much for that. And so I want to also, we actually do have another exciting news, but I want to bring my producer on here to talk a little bit about it with me.
Woo-hoo! Good stuff. We've got all kinds of good stuff coming on.
We do. So our last final exciting news is about my music.
Yeah. And my thing here is getting ready to die, so I'll talk fast. But basically, you have got a new music project coming up.
Yeah.
And we are going to do something a little bit different, and we're going to tell the Josie Show audience how they can help get involved and become a part of the action. So that's good news,
yes,
right? So you have got some songs, and I know you're taking in some songs. So anybody who has written a song that may be interested in having Josie put it on her new EP project, go ahead and send it to my email.
Can the squirrel sing the song?
Hey, I'm going to be looking at all of them,
If the squirrel puts together a song, they go ahead and send it in, too. Just send it to tina@josieshow.com, tina@josieshow.com, and we will take a listen or a look or a read or whatever it is that you get. That would be absolutely awesome.
I have a question. Is Josie okay with singing songs about nuts?
I don't think there'll be anything about nuts in there.
No. Well, maybe pistachios. I do love pistachios.
Macadamia. Really good.
Yeah.
But I think peanut just eats like
Let's
the actual
be appropriate.
Peanut ones, right? What do you eat, like the elephant peanut ones? Those like ones that you get at the circus? Right?
Is that how you call them?
Yeah,
you know, regular peanuts.
Planters.
Planters.
I don't really like those that much. So we also do have some other stuff, too, besides the music project that we're going to ask everybody to jump on board and participate in. That would be kind of fun. Might as well do it all together.
I want to submit. The song is called I Got a Piece of Tail.
You got a big old fuzzy tail over there, Peanut. That's what you've got. And let's see. Now, as far as the other projects,
we are
going to
like my Facebook page.
There you go. Like Peanut the Squirrel's Facebook page.
He does have a long furry tail. Seriously.
Yeah, he does always have something exciting going on.
He does?
Yes. And this coming spring, early summer, we're going to be trying to head back out to Nashville if we can and do some live interviews that we can get up for you guys. So there will be some information on how you can become a sponsor of that if that's something that you're interested in doing. So that will be coming up, which will be awesome, and hopefully we have some other trips in the works that we're going to take us here, there, and other places, so we can do some live broadcast. Doesn't that sound like a good time?
Yeah, we're really, really excited because with, the new year, 2014, one of my big things this year was I really wanted to obviously put out some more great, great material for, you know, the people who really are sticking with me and supporting everything that I do. And, you know, I really appreciate it. And to show my appreciation, I want to, put out more, great interviews with great, people that you, want to hear from. And also, putting out great music for all of you to enjoy. And so,
hey,
yeah, 2014 is going to be great with that. Yeah.
Don't forget that the first show, the last show in February, our first show in March, the three of us and Peanut the Squirrel are going to all be in the same room doing the show. What could go wrong?
That's going to be kind of crazy. I'm going to admit it. We may not be able to.
We may never hit the air.
We
that
may
not.
You never know.
We're
going to
have computers everywhere.
Yeah, it's going to be very interesting. We're going to have to take pictures of our setup because I have a feeling it's going to be all down the hallways. It's going to be down the steps. It's going to be very, very dangerous.
You're going to have a sweat sitting there putting pudding in your shoes.
Right, yes, it's going to be very dangerous in this studio house thingy that we call it. I don't know.
That's okay. You got Toby the safety dog.
Yes, exactly. So we have a lot of safety, safety first. So it's all good. We're gonna have tons of cords.
You might
have to
jump over a few bodies, but other than that, it'll be.
It's all right. It's all right. Exactly. But yeah, we have a lot of stuff to look forward to for this new year. So it's gonna be great. We have a lot of interesting things, and so yes, please stay tuned with us for that on that ride and journey and new stuff that we got going on. And I want to thank you all so much for tuning into the Josie Show. I had such a blast chatting with, my three wonderful, wonderful guests. And all of you who are in the chat room and listening by phone, I see you guys on the phone lines. And also those who are in the chat room and also, those who are listening, after the fact, who are on the archives, thank you all so much for tuning in and listening. And I appreciate all of you, and we'll talk with you guys next Friday when we have Skylar Jett and Angela and Diane McCall. So thank you all so much. See you guys next Friday. Good night, everybody. Mwah! Yeah. Woo!